Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
The last Sunday of the month, I want us to understand the last Sunday, and because of that, it will be very wise for us to talk about our health, and that's what I'll be talking about today, and I want us to pay attention about it. And for a while now, I've been talking about health, and I think it is very, very necessary we talk about health, even at this time, because of a lot of things wrong. So we have the spiritual part of it, and that's where Christians, that's the reason why, you should understand that the reason in the body of Christ, the people that suffer poverty the most, in the body of Christ are very prayerful people. In the church, they are very poor and they pray. So many people say that's why they don't believe in prayer. The people that suffer sickness the most, you see, they are Christians. They are the ones looking for healing. There's a spiritual part of it. By stripes we are healed. Confession. We have the balm of Gilead. We have plenty of confessions of faith. People do that every time. But there is the natural side of it. They ignore it. They destroy that one, relying on the spiritual to maintain the natural. Let me just tell you something. I think people don't know the meaning of supernatural life. Supernatural life means we are taking of the divine life. We are what? Using it to live in this natural. So we are not living just natural life. Our natural life is superimposed by the divine. So that means natural life is still part of the equation. You went to university now. You took your bait. You did not say you rely on angels to do that for you. But it's only health, people's health. That's why the pastors die. People of God die. I've seen a lot of pastors that died in their 40s, in their 30s. And actually, we that we are young, some of us are in our early 30s. Some people are from that age of 20, some 22 upward. There's a pressure that you want to let things work. You want to let things work. You are prayerful. You pray, you work hard, you do all kind of things. But you now neglect your health. That's a very common thing that we see. And that's one of the things we want to talk about today. Today we'll not be focused on the spiritual part that much, even though we still talk about it. That's our hope. We have edge. By stripes, we are healed. Jericho will not be beaten, slammed, buffeted like that, and will not enjoy the benefit of healing. That's why he died. He said he went on the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. So we believe strongly on that. In fact, the book of Isaiah said we are healed. In 1 Peter 2:24, he did not say we are healed. He said we were healed. That means our healing has been paid for. We have rights to perfect health. And I want to tell you, God's desire for all of us here is not healing. It's not healing. The utmost desire for God is 3 John verse 2. Let me say 3 John verse 2. Please. That's the utmost desire of God for our life. So people are saying, I believe I will get my healing. I have healing at work in my life. This is the utmost will of God when it concerns your health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in what? In health. Even as thy soul prospered. Don't forget when that woman came, he said, come and pray for my child. She's troubled with demons. Jesus Christ said, healing is not for you. It's the what? Children's what? Bread. He said it's the children's bread. That means that healing is for the level of what? Children. For mature people that are growing in the realm of God, that are understanding things and you follow the wisdom of God, is health that you have. We should be talking about health. Health is higher than healing. We should be in a state of health time to time. It's not that I desire one healing. Now I'm healed. Again, I'm healed again. No. Some people say, and thank God, God is Jehovah Rapha, the great healer. Why must you be sick every time? It's because you are not paying attention to some laws. You are already abusing some laws. And that's what we're talking about today. First, give me the book of Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10. It's a verse that I know you know, but you don't pay attention to it. I will steal from you. He said, if the iron is blunt, let us take the B part because of our time. Say, the wisdom is profitable to what? It's direct. I know some of you use that word, even though you don't know where it is in the Bible. This, it's to, you have known it. You can use it to start threatening people that, I know that now. Yeah, no, you can write it down. The wisdom is profitable to direct. Give me the other side. Luke 7:35 before I go on. Luke 7:35. Say, but wisdom is justified of all our children. Wisdom is justified of all our children. So that is, you cannot be defined wisdom. The other side of wisdom, you don't want to see it. It's a very bad place. It's a very bad thing to be there. Now, we have a lot of need to pray and fast. We have a lot of need to pray. We have a lot of need to fast. And I will advise you to listen to some of our messages around the need to pray and fast. As a young man, we need to resist power of darkness. The situation of our country is not good. So we cannot trust in the country. We need to pray. People are graduating, but there's nothing to show for it. So, and we need to get another edge, another opportunity in God. So there are plenty of teachings on the body that will tell us to pray and fast, which we need to do and must still do more. But they did not give us balance. And that teaching has made a lot of people die. We have seen a young man that died on the mountain praying. One had his the liver. God's point right there. People have right a lot of problems. So there's nothing that's not anything that is good can be bad. Eh? And that is good can be the part, it depends on you. It is not bad to sing. It is not bad to laugh. In fact, we tell people to smile. Why do we frown in the house of God? Smile. But it will not be like, it is when somebody is, I've seen people, they are burying people and they are laughing there. A young person died and they are laughing there. So laugh is good. But in that place, it will take you to be very foolish to be laughing there when people are mourning their children. So, wisdom is what makes anything that is good making sense. So even though it's good to fast, even though it's good to pray, it's good to do all that and to work hard, if you don't understand wisdom, you will not enjoy the best. Let me tell you some things. I will say it and I will say it again. God's plan for man from the beginning. You know, many people don't agree with it, but I don't care whether people agree with it. That's my own stance about life. God's plan for human being is not to work hard. God does not want us to work hard. I will say it again and again. God wants us to be diligent. It's not hardness. The hardness, working hard that they tell the average young man, we make them die. Do you know that in Africa, no matter how you work, it's against your age. They say you are dying. Africa will believe you are lazy if you rest. What's the value of all the money you are now pursuing, when you are using all the money to buy drugs? Be diligent. Yes, don't be found wanting in what you should do. Yes, in your office, let them know every work you are told to do, you do it. But it's not that, let me do this one again. The people want to work all night. When people are looking for a job, they don't care about any other thing. They don't care about the fact that they are human beings. They just care about the money. That's why And these things are so bad that after a while, so this guy said, just put me in the factory. There's smoke, enough smoke there of chemicals and etc. They're just taking it in, no problem. That's why many people that work in cement factories, they don't die immediately. It's later, when they are not having immunity again. Because as we grow old, our immunity drops. That's why you now see them, they're having health issues when they are old. Tell them that time that they use your nose cover, at least. They say, no, me, I'm strong. They are no more than strong like people think they are. You are not as strong as you think you are. Just like a generator. The time you start giving yourself to people to open you and do some surgeries in you, you have started problem. The best thing is for you not to get to that point. And it is in your hand. Let me just tell you. Whether you will be rich in life or you will be healthy till Jesus Christ, till you leave this world, it is your responsibility, not God. Jesus Christ himself appeared to one man. His name is called Jacob. You can go and read about him. A man of God, powerful in healing, carrying out healing. Jesus Christ said, you yourself that you are ministering healing, judge yourself, or else you will die. You have very bad way of eating. Very terrible way of eating. For Jesus Christ to appear to somebody and tell them, that means food is very important. If food is not important, angels' food were given to people so that they will eat. God knew that Elijah needed food. He supplied food. You cannot be against. You will see people walking. They are getting enough money, but they will not eat. They are saving it. I know a lady when we were in school. She came from a house that is also a bit okay. I don't know who advised her. She will not eat. She will be saving the money. In the church, if they have to pay offering, she will borrow offering from somebody beside her to pay. That's her money, she must not touch it. She did that throughout the 4 years in the university. We will use 5 years. She's 4 years. Get enough money. We know that your father is rich now. She doesn't cook. Because every weekend, every 5 days, they will bring soup. They will cook it. They will drive to the school and give her all the bonfire, everything. Stuff. She will sell it. She's saving. She saved for those reasons. NYC, she did not hit. With the money they are sending her, all her life, she was saving it. Is that bad food that is in the camp that she's eating? She was eating. She's saving all the money. You will see the clothes. You say, the father will call the friends. This girl is shaming me. She will save the money. It was after like savings of straight 6 years that we saw what she wanted to do. She wanted to buy a car. She bought a car. Now, when she bought the car, the father was so sad. So, is it a car that I cannot buy? So, I've seen people that are so terrible in their life. What they will now do at the end? They will now say, so all this, why this is the stupid thing you are planning? Like life as a spear. And for we, especially the men, the young men, there are a lot of responsibilities on you. You want to marry. Possibly you have a fiancé. You have a mother. You have younger ones. You have a lot of things. There are a lot of pressure on you that you don't care about yourself. You see, the people you are laboring on are fresh. You are the only one having several health issues and you will not tell anybody because a man doesn't want to talk about his issues. So when he feels pain, somebody has been having the same pain for 4 years. This is normal. One person was telling me yesterday, say my malaria, I kept it for 5 years. Malaria, I kept it for 5 years. You know, that's why men talk. Me, I'm strong. That's why men die. And we see women. We see a lot of grandmas than grandpas. That's how they use themselves. Say, well done, my husband. My husband is strong. My husband is strong. My boyfriend is strong. I just like him for that. You see, your head is swelling up. It's a matter of a short while. Women will not kill you. Eh? So we are talking about some things we need to know here. So, I'm not going to be teaching like I am instructing you. Because I'm talking about myself too. I have we have plenty of apostles and prophets that are helping us in the body of Christ. They say a lot of things that will stay you up. Just want to fast. When you hear the message, you want to pray. And we are listening to one man yesterday. Say, you don't know how these things work. Since morning, I've not eaten. I'm not eating since morning. It was when I was coming, I was a bit thirsty. I took some fruit juice. And I laughed. Do you take fruit juice like that? When you are just thirsty a bit. When they break their fast, they eat pounded yam. Do you understand? When they are not fasting, if you see what they eat, you know what you are eating. You want to be fasting like them. Pounded yam with chicken, bush meat. If they want bush meat, they get it. They take bottled water, and it's not this kind of bottled water you see around. They take those ones. When they sleep in their bed, there's air condition. Please, I just beg, if you don't have enough money, just rent a room one day. Rent one good hotel one day and just stay there and pray. You will see that you will enjoy your prayer life. The heat is everywhere. Cleaning your sweat as you are doing that. And you say, I will pray. If I do not pray, devil will make mess of me. I pity you. You will make mess of yourself. The person leading that song, go and look at his lifestyle. Life is in class. Do you understand? In the next year, this year, you will be better than last year. But you must plan for your life. One decision I only make in my life is that I will live long. At least I will finish everything I should do. And I will not live long in pain. So if you see them, you will be praying for them to die. You can almost be praying for them to die. Because you know they are alive. What's the value of 100 years old? You live for 100 years, but it's pain all through for the last 46 years. Break with Gary. You say, I will continue. So, there's a man that was looking for a car. Was praying for a car. I don't know the problem of him with this car. You know about that prophet? That was last year. He died on the mountain. The car came, but he used the car to drive his corpse home. Why? He did not take water for 21 days. He did not take anything for 21 days. They are natural things. Even Jesus Christ. We have the account of Jesus Christ. He ate. There were still events written about him where he ate more than he fasted. We knew about the 40 days and 40 nights. We knew at that time that he fasted that was mentioned in person. But mainly it was with the tables here. At the Passover, I was here. This place was here. It was eating. In fact, he even said it himself. He said John the Baptist did not eat. He said he had a demon. But the Son of Man is eating. He said he's a glutton. That means Jesus Christ was eating. Who are you to say it will take you to have a level of pride to think you are greater than Jesus? Definitely, we must pray and fast because firstly, you must know the problem we have now is greater than the days of Jesus. The problem we have is greater than the days of Apostle Peter and Paul. We need more to pray more. The problem we have now is more than the days of Babalola. So you are saying, Babalola time, they have power. You are deceiving yourself. If you don't know, you need to do more now. The reason is because people hide when their wish is then. Now, we have Association of Witches and Wizards now. They are in your school. Some lecturers are part of them. Your guest friends, some of them are the leaders of those people. They are on mission. Now, a prostitute, if you see how prostitutes usually dress those days, you would think they are priests in the church. Now, even the chorister look like a prostitute. A lot of seduction. You are just saying, you will talk like this, you say Jesus. You talk everywhere. A lot of things is destroying. When I was a 400 level farm here, it was a terrible one. The way they do it is that they will pay you, a boy and a lady. You will work together on the farm. Hey! Some guys do not have sense. And the absence is intentional. They are just on display. They are in show glass. They want customers. That's what I believe. You know, you have come to that kind of sense early in the day. What will they do? It is the guy that will be digging, doing the stress, the ladies will be throwing the seed inside. You will bend down. Abi? You will not see the cloth they will wear. When you look up, for you some brothers, you will keep looking up because you will pretend the seed you want, the seed you want. And that seed is sown. It's another seed you are sowing to your heart. And as you choose to turn away, you will see another again. We don't have those kind of issues those days. How many issues do we have with girls that you are cashing with the boss wife with gate man? It's getting worse. So we need to raise our children in this generation to marry the person. I know you guys are afraid of marriage. And let them lie to you that if you are looking for a good wife, go to church. They are just rebranded people on the street that come to just wear good clothes inside the church. After, just wait the evening. Wait at the car park and start looking at them, the sister. You see the speaker saying, le, 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 mo, so, ro, do, do. Pray in tongue. You start saying, ah! A talented sinner. So because of that, we have more needs to pray and more needs to fast. But there must be wisdom to handle these things. Praise the living Jesus. So, but we must not forget that we are human beings. We are spirit beings, actually, but we have human part of us. And this negligence that we do to ourselves, we cannot spiritualize it. And me, I cannot do this. Archbishop Ndaosa, we still talk about him for the great work he did. Very great work he did. But when he died, they did an autopsy on his dead body. He said he was like a 90-something years old man. Even though he died 59 or something like that. He was like a 90-something years old man. Why? The stress he has put himself to. And people like it when pastors, men of God, put themselves in stress. That's when they are people of God. When they are not eating, when they are fasting, it's normal. Who should fast? It's not the one that should fast. And we know we must fast than many people. But wisdom is important. What's the purpose of the money you have when you will not enjoy your life? I saw one vision last year that I shared with people in the church. I shared a vision and I said one of the plans of darkness that will happen this year. I've said it. I said it last year and I said it this year. This year, people will have strange diseases, strange sickness. Because the plan of devil is to keep people bound by sickness, to keep them on the bed. I'm telling you, that's one of the things devil will do for people. Negligent people. Devil will create an opening for them that sickness affecting their kidneys, livers, and different things happening to make them bedridden. You need to fight against the plan of darkness through prayer. However, you need to also do the things you need to do physically. Some people, devil doesn't need to go too much for them. They will die themselves because of how they use themselves. Praise the living Jesus. So, let me talk about some things we need to focus on. First is food. Food. I know somebody said, leave food and touch God. And that's very good. As much as you should not be a glutton. Eh? There's some of you in this church, they must not tell you to leave food and touch God. Because you don't even eat in the first place. I have people in this church. If they eat morning food, 5:30, they feel proud. You understand? I mean morning food, they eat it around 5:30, 4, 5:30. And night food is 1 o'clock. Imagine that person now leave food again. Their life is like a fast already. Let me tell you something. When I was at least younger than this, when I was in the school, since 100 level that I got admission, I used around 7 years in the school. Not because I had priority over, but I went to Lautech. You should know Lautech before. They have terrible strike. So it's supposed to be 5 years. We used around 7 years. But since 100 level, I was
used to people calling me some strange names, like prayer, fasting machine. This one can fast. So because they said that, you know, you too, you want fasting machines, will be going there. You can finish 100 days now. And after the 100 days, start under 15. As you are still finishing that 15, you are not even breaking with good, you know. You are not breaking with good, you know. Zgario, you will now start under one again. When they say there's another fast, we take it up. We feel like the spiritual ones. Unfortunately, for us, we are not feeling anything bad in our body. We are just fasting like that. Fasting machine. And we will be praying in that condition. From village to village, we'll be going there to preach. We'll stay in the mosquito. They will bite us, do anything. We'll not want to concern on drug. When we are sick, we just start praying. By his stripes we are healed. We suppress the sickness. We will go inside bush to go and do evangelism. And there's no toilet there. We went go inside the bush and just excrete and use leaf as students. But because we are passionate for God, that is for a good thing that you are doing for God. You can say that. What about water? Pure water. What concerns us with pure water? We are too rugged for God. We are rugged for Christ. So we will not take pure water. They are selling tap water. They are selling water. You know this school area now. You can buy water, 10 naira in your bucket. It's not that we could not afford it. But there's one well close to my house there. We know it's dirty. There's no cover on it. There's no cover on it. I will fetch there. People say that water is not for drinking. No, it's for... Do you think sickness can affect us? We have read books of people drinking dirty water. So we now want to put God to test. That's what we are drinking. They told me again that the reason why I'm telling you that the pipe of the hostel in that hostel, the suck away pipe has caught inside the water. So forget about that. Forget about that. We the level that we are doing with God, we cannot die. And truly, we not die. I'm still here. And while I was throughout school, it was when I reached 500 level, are you getting me? That those things started affecting me. I felt sick at the time. I had to come back home. But when I got home, in 2 weeks, I was okay. I went back. I said, no sickness, just stress. It got to a time that for a very long time, I do not know what it means to have good health for 6 months. You understand? Even though people do not know, you still keep it. For 6 months, you cannot, how do you want to do? Those bits, strange pain that now become like normal. Not just pain, fever. It's all like, you know, their natural self, they have fever naturally. They are not born like that before. Someone just changed. Because of how you have used yourself. And see, today, there are some of those things that I'm seeing, the consequences of that day that I'm seeing happening now today. One day I had to sit there in the house and say, just talk about these health issues. Plenty of it, plenty of it. When I was in school, I remember one issue like that. We have finished all the food stuff, so the only thing remaining is one. We have finished everything. In fact, the last thing Jale said we want to eat is gari. And now the gari has finished. So for this boy, Jale dash him on gari, I believe it is to torment him. This Igbo gari that has spoiled. If you pour it on water, there will be some foams on it. You first remove those foams. Boy, now eat the Igbo gari. So we look at the gari, we say, that's the next option. We brought it out from where we kept it. Very bitter. That one is very bitter. But we are drinking it without anything. So we drank it to a place that we had ulcer. Eh? And after a time, it went. So somebody was not telling us that you have been eating something and now pepper. That's what is causing. So I told you what I started doing. I'll go and grind the pepper and pour it inside the gari and drink. And what pepper has entered to. Do you understand? I cannot tell you how wickedly we treated ourselves. And you can be spiritualizing it. That is okay. Nothing can do you. That's why spiritual people die. That's not faith. That's madness. I've been fortunate to enjoy divine health that 3 times I had ulcer and it went.
rolling in the night air. I had arthritis. I don't know what to cause that. And I went to the nurse. The nurse will give me, the lady's a physiotherapist, will give me drug. Go and use it. I was still in school. I will use it. I will come back. Use it. I will come back. I said, tell me this thing. She said, don't worry. She will give me another drug. One day she now told me that you are not seeing any improvement. She said, let me not lie to you. I just need to tell you the truth. You have arthritis. I said, okay. I don't know. I have been hearing, but I don't know. So what's that? I said, okay. So what should I do? She said, unfortunately, you just need to be praying because there's no cure. I don't know whether there's a cure, whether she doesn't know, or whether there's a cure, but she told me that there's no cure, just because when I wake up, I wake up with pain. I will be walking, I'll be hearing sounds as my bone is sounding terribly. And that's what happened to young people when they like to use drug. I don't mean hard drug, I mean normal drug. You are walking, doing a walk like this, and just take any drug. It's your bone you are affecting. So I will be walking like that. Imagine. Let me say I continue like that. That is when I will be 40 years. You now see some 40 year people, they are already like Baba. It's how they use themselves. And no matter how you tell the generation, they will say, this one, no, you're the Ozu. These are, don't know Ozu. Don't know. Continue. So I saw that I was in pain. I had to pray. God help me, it went. But I now knew that I cannot continue my life like that. There must be some adjustment I must make to my life. Definitely, I know I must fast. I still fast. So don't tell me this. I fasted into the new year. I have seasons of fast into the new year. New year, when people are eating, I was still fast. And it's not just fast. I will not eat till the next day. It's not that I will break at a particular time. I fast 3 times per week. I still do that today. But I am better in fasting now. Are you getting me? Than those days. With no wisdom. When you remove wisdom for anything you do, it's disastrous. In your love life, for example, you want to be in a relationship with people. I've told people. That so-called relationship, if you remove wisdom, and every their highest thing you used to make decision is your emotion, you will see that you will suffer in that relationship. You will suffer in it. Maybe you are what they call them, Father Christmas. My baby. Eh? All your salary. You pack it, you are giving again. You have not married again, you are paying the school fees, you are paying this thing. It is love you are doing. And that one is not doing anything. You do not plan that, I will marry too. This person too needs to be responsible. You are not investing in her to be responsible. Every bad thing she's doing, you do not consider. She's because she's fine. You come to your house, everything is dirty, you see your mother, you talk to your mother, and you see, he says, my mom is wicked. You rationalize everything, and it's love. You have removed wisdom. You will pay for it. Your boyfriend, the person you want to marry, you saw him. Why you talk to my girlfriend like that? You talk to my girlfriend like that? Why is that beating people? Breaking bottle there. Say, oh, my boyfriend love me. It's love you are seeing, but you're supposed to see a person that will kill you later. Wisdom is very important in anything we do. What about giving? People just praise you and hail you. In their mind, they say he's a fool. He will give us. He doesn't know how to control his ego. He will give us. Hey, boss, now, ATC. They will collect it. You don't know wisdom. You don't understand how to do this thing. That's why, in this generation, I generally say it. There's a guy that got... You are telling how much did the guy get? 30 million. They say he got 30 million. I said this is a broke boy. I do not have it. But I know. I get to me. That is a broke boy. If you tell me you have 100 million, as I said, if anybody has that, I don't have respect for any money you say you have in your account. I know it will finish. If you are not wise. Money is meant to finish. If in the hands of a fool. Does the boy have 5? I don't know whether he has 1.5 in his account now. This 30 million. What made some families, some generations, they are not poor again. So, you know, boys, no matter what you tell them, fools cannot do important things, even their life. That's him buying all kind of things. The proof how you know a boy from a man is how you see the appetite. Give some boys money now. How you know they are rich
is in the phone they carry, is in the Yahoo Boy trouser, that big trousers. Are you getting me? They will now take some chains and the number of women that they defy. So people say that guy is a bad guy, a bad guy. Well, it's a matter of time. I don't want to be blessed and God give me opportunity of people in my life or work I'm doing, and at the end of the day, I will now see that I wasted this thing. It's better not to touch, see money at all than to see money before and it's now gone. You will do all kind of wicked things to still retain that thing. That's why we see a lot of wickedness here. When I was in school, I would see boys. You know, go and research about LaTeX. They will buy G-Wagon. They will burn it. They will do video in the school. They will burn it with petrol to prove that we have money. Today now, some of them are not there. And if they are there now, it's ritual they are doing to sustain it. We'll be going in school and we'll see a girl's breast in the gutter. It was a normal thing to see when I was in school. They will kill a girl. They'll be coming from night class, capture them, and waste them. And they have money. That's not the kind of blessing God that God is talking about. Work they don't want to do. Skill they don't know. They are growing old every day. They are just pursuing money. They don't know that there's something, there's a skill. I don't even tell the Yahoo boy, do you want to do Yahoo till you are old? Do you want to do Yahoo as a father? Do you want to do Yahoo to 60 years? There's no brain in their head. There's no brain. The only brain is to do people. Business. You know you have gotten this kind of money. What can you? They don't have any wisdom on anything. This will be a terrible father, a terrible husband. And if you see that, Ayale said, there's no man that can dupe me. And if peradventure in the destiny of that person, God now did it that he duped me, it's because God wants to punish the bad guy. My life is 100% sacrifice. Any money I get is directly from God. Do you understand? Directly from God. I will not get that kind of money. People will sacrifice and pay that type of money. You know, we see a lot of things happening in our generation now of people stealing church money. And I laugh. They joined departments so that they will steal church money. And I've explained that thing in the church before. Let me give you this example. I've said it among the listeners. They call something seed faith. People take money and they say, God, this poverty is too much in my life. This is all I have. But God, in faith, I want to do this. This sickness. So they took those bad situations of their life. They said, God, this is a substitute. I'm throwing this away to take good health, to take this. That's what they drop. And somebody went to steal cancer. That's why even pastors, if you read the Bible, leprosy. A man had leprosy. He came to Elisha. You see, and Elijah prayed for him. He gave Elijah money. He said, no, don't worry. Go with your money. I don't want money. That one went to take the money. The servant went to take the money. What happened? He brought it. Took the leprosy. There are people not to dupe. I don't like to share the testimony. When I was in school, a guy duped me. When I was serving, in Jebudia. He only heard they are calling me pastor. Duped me and was happy. Don't let me say the end of the story. It's not a good story. So that not be like, I'm a wicked person. I did not pray you should die.
It's not a life.
And I'm not saying that's one of the things I do. But it may be part of the things that people should know. You can't dupe some people. Some people are poor. You still dupe them. And the opportunity in your community, you are pursuing them too. You are a senior. That one stole. He stole 2,000 or he stole tire. You stole billions and they are celebrating you. Tell us, sometimes it's good for us to think. You see that there are some things. Let me just tell you. There's one thing that helped my life when I was in school. I asked myself a question. What if I don't have father? What if I don't have mother? Does that mean I will be useless in my life? Does that mean I will be poor? Does that mean without wickedness I cannot make it? I sat down and think, what can I do with my life? I started writing them down. I started putting them to work. I told you when I was leaving school, I was a big boy. People were referring me to even university that is not in LaTeX. I'll be working for even universities outside Lautek, getting money. I did not want to leave school at the time. I graduated. I was still getting money. Sit down, and there are a lot of things inside you can do. With God with you, there's no place you cannot get. I've enjoyed God's blessings. And I'm still trusting God for more. And I know this year, for all of us, there's a greater place. But the fact is that the wisdom of God cannot be defied.
I'm expecting. So we are talking about our health. You cannot underestimate the power of good nutrition.
My younger brother is a medical doctor, and he came to talk to us here one time, and people did not take what he said for too much importance, because he said 50% or how many percent of the sickness and disease people have is mainly nutrition. It's nutrition. And when we look at ourselves, we get money. Some of us, as you are like this, almost all of us here, it's not that in a month we are not seeing up to 100,000. Just that you have not seen it as important. That nutritional. Let me take 35,000 there. What is the, let me just be using it to take off my head. To invigorate my life and be able to do something with my life in a better way. Don't just take it important. Just go to one corner there and just see one booker on top of a gutter and just buy food. And just let me just buy food. And you are spending more. You are spending more instead of you having the food stuff. I knew that in school. It helped me in school. It's once in a while I go out to eat. I cannot trust people's nutrition. I told my friends. I told people in the church one time. I went out with my friend. When I was in school, I did not buy any other thing outside. It was bread and beans. That was what I could afford. I would see people going. I'm still better than them. They still came to borrow money from me. I would see them in a place. They call it Sugar Town. If you enter there, it's 3,000. Eh? Just one plate is 3,000. As at that time. I know now it will be up to 7,000. We go. Everything will spend. Everything. When we even do big boy, it's 500. The guy came to borrow money to go and impress a guy. Sometimes they will buy two plates. 6K. So, but me, we eat bread and beans. So, when we got there with my friend, I said, let us go there. That one's food is sweet. So the woman was unfortunate to disappoint me. That day she now took water, poured inside the beans, tearing it together. They look at my face, they say, so this is what you say, come and eat. But do not to embarrass the woman, could not turn back. They were eating it like they are eating poison. I was eating my own with gladness. I finished it, because if I don't eat that food, there's nothing I'll eat again. So they say, from 9, but they are not eating here again. I have a woman that we are that usually cook the same thing in another side. That one is neat. You see the environment. So we followed. So we are there expecting for them to serve our food. We are dishing it. And the owner of the food, the shop, sat down outside. These rich women that don't stand up from the chair and just give orders. Just gave order to one of the ladies. Open the cover of the pot for me. Bring it. I don't understand why they brought the cover of the pot. She had a wound, so she was putting the cover of the pot on the leg to massage it. When she was done, they went to cover the beans. So, which one is better? So, anyhow, where you eat outside, do you understand? Don't say this one is civilized, this one is there are two, she ate. You don't know, their kitchen is not where you can see, do you understand? It's better for you to start taking your health, as God is blessing you now. Can have food stuff and call people that no can cook. They should cook it in your house for you if you know you cannot cook. You pay them for that. You can see get people that will do that 20,000 for you. It's still better. You see, it's your food stuff. You still manage your cost. You will eat healthy food. And you can know what is inside it. But be careful. You should not be the daughter of a person you have harmed before. They will put another ingredient for you. Praise God. I'm telling you, the power of food. And that's one of the things that people do now. They don't care about food. Please eat. It is spiritual to eat. It is spiritual. It is spiritual to eat. I don't know how to just talk more than that because of time. And when it comes to eating, Bible is clearly against gluttony. You now don't eat. Say, Father, we thank you for this opportunity. you now took the soup. Yeah. You have not eaten, but you now took soup. You now took like 6 wraps of fufu. You put it down. You put 2 soft drink. Well, guys, we put 2 trophy there. And they say, do you have Isiewu? Isiewu, put it. Put 3 meats. Put 1 more. Now they there. Wash their hand. The way they will be holding the something self. Sinking it is deep. When they finish, they take the beer. They drink. If that doing like that, so feel like a big man. They did not drink water. They not, do you understand? That's why the average guy, when want to see that they have money, or the average man in Africa, you see big stomach. They think that's good health. That's good money. That's good life. They will not be doing like this. And some girls like it. When a boy can hold a key, it may be key of his neighbor that they kept. As far as rolling the key and using the second hand to roll the stomach, he's rich. Healthy nutrition. That's the first one. Let me leave that point. I was listening to one pastor, Apostle Joshua Selman's message. He said something. He said to his members, he said, if you are fasting once in 2 weeks, it's okay. Once in 2 weeks, it's okay. Just make it consistent. And that day, do the fast well. It's not fast you are doing, you are watching TikTok, watching everything. You give that day to God. You study, you worship, you pray. That's fasting. If you remove those things from fasting, just wait. Time is done. You just go and eat. No, that's not fasting. Once in 2 weeks for average people. It's okay, but I think that's too small. I believe for at least average Christians, twice in 2 weeks. And for stewards, some of you are stewards, you cannot be a steward there. You should know that at least once per week. It's okay for you. It's okay. Don't say because I fast. I've told you it's hypocrisy if you are copying people's consecration. So you now say this pastor is fasting for 3 times in a week. I want to do it. Anything you start and you cannot sustain, it's not consecration. There's no power in it. And I always say it's hypocrisy. If you don't want to copy me, copy other things. Like I always say, some people are struggling to pay 10% of tithe and they say they want to copy my fast. It's hypocrisy. Every money I've gotten this year, I'm not taking 500 a day. I'm sowing it out. And averagely, in any of my income, I give out up to 40% out. So don't tell me I'll copy consecration when you cannot copy it. Maintain it to your own level. That way you cannot preach that you must be paying tithe. No. Let it be a personal decision. Once I just noticed that people that pay tithe, they don't say tithe is not good. It's people that know how to pay. They say, no, instead of giving to the poor, are you giving to the poor? They are not giving to the poor. Instead of the church to give money to the poor, they'll be saying they are paying tithe. What are they using the tithe money to do? Nobody in this church is collecting salary. So, it's just very funny. People go out. They started ministry to be duping people. Church, they tried to dupe people. People that are duping people for living, that's what they'll be saying too. They dupe people in the church. Church has been said that. They will not come to even know. Some of you have been coming to this church for a while now. You have not seen us saying offering time, blessing time, down to the front and drop. We knew this before started ministry. When I was in, before we started this place, the church we are going to before, I saw things. It happened to me too that, and I told myself, how can people come to church whether they don't have money in their pocket? How can they come to church with the rest of mine and hear the word of God, so that they will not be ashamed whether because of money? Don't let us collect money that people will be coming out. If they have, nobody sees what's in the envelope. Just drop it behind. It's even in the back. Nobody sees it. Let it be between you and God. So if you don't have anything, don't worry. If you have, give. And God has been helping us. So that you will know that it is not you, what you will. You don't need what you want. What you want to give us. We just want you to know God. Freely you have given. Freely you should give. Actually, the gospel is free. But the means of communicating it is not free. It's very expensive. To get speakers, to get things done. I told you, it is just something that people may not believe.
just that this room is still not at the place you want it to be. Last year, we spent a lot of millions inside this place. We did not come from only us. People that do not even know us from other parts of they were a part of it. God is able to make your life, to help your life when you stay in His will. When you are proving to God that you can undo it by doing things against His will, and you are not expecting God to bless the wickedness, I don't know the wisdom behind that. Let me go to one. Let me tell you a short natural thing that happened to me before I go to the next part, which is sleep. I beg you, don't think, listen, this man is not talking spiritual today. You know, we like to talk deep things of God. But this thing is very important. Don't let them be saying deep when you are not, when you are in an health crisis. Let them come for healing meetings. It's Christians you will see there. People pray in tongues. They are struggling with a lot of things. I have been a person God has got blessed with good health. I have not visited the hospital. The only time I visited a hospital in my life was last year. It was not last year that I entered hospital. And I entered there twice because I was having serious disease. My ear, this side of my ear, I could not hear, it was blocked. This side of my teeth, oh God, the pain there was dragging me, pulling me seriously, that I could not talk. And the greatest tool of a preacher is his mouth. And this side of my head was terrible. So I went to the hospital. They said that I would do this. They collected. I can't remember the amount. I was like, for what? They collected it. This one not send you. They are happy that you are sick. That's their prayer in the first place. So I got there. The most annoying part is a young lady coming to tell me that, oh yeah, you remove your trouser. She's laughing, like she's very, very happy. Ah! Say, man of God. Alright. Gave me the injection, I came back home. I said, without this thing, at least, the shame is part of it, the money I've paid. It was worse. It became worse. I'm not trying to exaggerate. My mom is here. It was worse. I was even telling them, you know, now I've paid now. What happened now? He said, Don't worry. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. It was worse. I had to now start praying. God did it. It went. I need to be drinking water every time. And I was still preaching, still doing strength. The pain was still there. I checked the place. It was swollen. My throat. Let me tell you something. After I came to give testimony in the church, that thank God, praise God, my tonsillitis has gone. I don't have tonsillitis again and this. But I've not heard about tonsillitis before. I've heard about it, but I've not studied about it until I heard it. Then I now knew that, come on, this is serious. After that time, I did not tell anybody in the church. I'm just saying it now. I've had it another 2 times. So how will I now come out and see testimony as sports? Why? I now sat down and talk about it. The first time I got it again, I had it again. Then I now said, wait, it is not devil. It's something I'm doing. What am I doing all this time? And I sat down to analyze it. Then I now notice 3 things. This thing comes when I'm doing sometimes a long fast. The first time I had it, I was doing 80 days fast. So my throat is dry. And when I fast, I don't drink water. And not only that, I break with sometimes cracker, biscuits. I will not eat food. It's once in a while I eat food. Not because I don't eat food too. The carelessness of not cooking, or people that are supposed to cook do not cook for me at that time, I just sleep off. It's already the next morning. I cannot break the fast. For many times I was doing that. Or drink garri. I was doing that. So I noticed that. I understood dust. I knew naturally I don't like staying around dust. And I was not eating well. These are the things happening at every time. I first feel these things before it now becomes serious. Now, do I need any reviver, impartation to know what to do to end that? You don't need it. It's for me to now wait upon, okay, I need to be taking my, when I see there's dust, use your nose cover, eat well, drink water. And I will not need to pray.
Then I knew. Not too long, somebody that was living with me had that same thing. We can have good health. It's left to us. The one I'll talk about is sleep. Jesus Christ was going for a crusade. And there was turbulence. Jesus Christ slept. You have read it in the Bible. He slept. Who are you not to sleep? And that, I know all of us are guilty of that thing, including myself. No, there are times that I will just, from morning to the next day, I did not close my eyes. I will now, the next morning around 6, whether you now slept, you will now open your eyes. It will be red, having a peppering sensation on your eyes. When you have those feelings, they are bad. I went to the eye center, and they were talking about eyes. I was like, God, come on, people need to be educated. We need doctors to come and talk to us sometimes in the church. There are little things that we do. I saw people coming out there. They are totally blind. They are not yet old. Don't you say it's devil? Let me tell you something. The man said, a brain is not drinking water. There's a place in our head. We learned that in basic biology. We have something called aqueous humor. We have something called vitreous humor. Vitreous humor looks like a jelly, like starch. You know, if you leave starch for your life, long time, you don't use it. And you are not, there's no water there. Not, after a while, when it just exposed too much, it will become like ordinary water. So you say many people's vitreous humor has become what? Water. And that's, so what will now happen is that they will start saying that it will be like they are crying uncontrollably. Water will just be coming out. There's a problem of their, they already have a problem. They have stressed their eyes. Said, eyes is not meant to just be looking at something. Said, when you look for, he said the rule for healthy eyes. He said, when you look for 20 minutes, you blink 20 times. You are there now. You blink 20 times. Have you heard about blinking your eyes that is good for your health? For your eye? Blinking. That sometimes intentionally blink for 20 times, go again, and make sure you have your eyes. It's not just looking throughout. You watch film, and now, thank God, Netflix. Nearly one finish, you can watch another one. Especially if you are using GoTV. On the phone throughout. My work that I'm doing is on system. We just stay on the system till you're having serious pain in your eyes. You just put it off again, come down there again, and some of us like a lot of lightning, all kind of lightning going directly into our eyes. You see people just wearing glasses. It's not that you need it sometimes. It's some things we are doing to ourselves. Death in your eyes, just nothing, just scratch it, just forget about it. When I sleep, I open my eyes and I water. That's just it. Those things are not good for your health. I know this may not look too spiritual, but it is when people go through some things, but it is little things that accumulate and become big. And I just pray one prayer. I just say you pray one prayer. That prayer is that, God, the sickness that we have, that will make me start looking for someone that have anointing. Someone that have anointing. Don't let me have it. And I say, Baba Adeboye has power. Let me go and meet him. Let me go and meet him because you have this. You will not see Baba Adeboye that time. You will not see Baba Adeboye that time. It's you that should stay healthy. If you must see them at all, let it be for good things. Let it be for good things. Sleep. Now let me talk about taking tests. If there's anything a spiritual person fears the most, is that test. Now, they will say, I don't want to do this because it's not of faith. It's a lie. They are afraid. It's not faith that they are trying to do. Do test if it is necessary. You have prayed. You have done everything you should do. If something is there, go and do tests. There's some of you now, you just be walking on the streets. You just have sharp pains that have been coming like that time to time. Go and do tests. It may not be too serious. Do you know why? When people now agree to do tests, it's already bad. The heart is already too enlarged that they could not have given you what not to take again, what not to do again. All these are our fathers of faith that we say, hey, these people have faith. They have doctors that examine them in the house. They have nutritionists. I was outside this not too long. When a person that wants to be my own nutritionist came to meet me and said, there's something I should be eating that this way I'm finding like this, that there's something that can make me fat. He said, nutritionist, as we get this and that. So I was thinking about it, and that's good. But something dawned on me. I was thinking again. She was recommending those things to me. I've forgotten the name, sir. Then I ended up recommending it to my nutritionist. That if truly this thing works, you do it first. When I say it's working for you, then I will now start taking this thing. He said, praise God. Did they have? You hear that Bishop will say, they just did my test, my this thing is okay, I'm working in health. Why? They did it. Don't be afraid of doing tests. When you have done, do the tests. When you get to a particular age, when you are close to your 40, people say you should go and do pulse rate tests and do all kind of things. Tests. Do it. Spiritual sisters, so-called spiritual sisters, are the dirtiest beings you can see on earth. That's why they don't, you know, for privacy, for decency, you don't enter a lady's room. But the reason why some of them don't want you to enter their room is for dirtiness. Yes. I don't want to make a girl spread some things that some on the fence. What some boys will not want to do. You see girls there. They will not say they have infection. Environment. Some boys will say, we are men now. So the meaning of that is to be like a pig. Dirty. No one can tell people is so there's a way. You will see some men, the way they dress. There's not how you will not respect somebody that is dressing well. I have, there's no how. It's the atmosphere will let you respect them. When they walk up to you and they give a firm shake, it's the way you respect. Even the proud person, first thing, whether this man is a person that will give me a contract, whether, before you now introduce, but when you now introduce yourself that you need help, self, there's a way they will still see you. Then you just, no, that's one thing that I tell people. They will think we are just trying to say we should be dressing well. It is very important. If you truly call yourself a child of God, it's very important you look well. Your room is dirty, everywhere is dirty, your clothes is dirty. Now say, come on, I saw a vision. What's the vision? I saw Jesus Christ wearing white. That one should not even tell you that this room, you're supposed to go and clean it. You saw Jesus Christ wearing white. Look at your own clothes. Then, are you a child of God? Dress well. You know, maybe they entered. Enter somewhere. The way they smell, the way, no, you'll be happy. My mommy hugged one lady. A young lady in 2021 hugged her. She had to go and remove the clothes. Lady. You now say, what's happening? Pastor, I had not seen us banned. The pastor himself is moving back, giving himself allowance. I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for you. Yes, go. Go in peace. God said, go in peace. God not tell the pastor that he just wants to have fresh air. Pastor is bad. Why would you say you are in the house, you are not yet going out, you are not brushing your mouth? You will not brush. You want to go out five. That's why you not brush. It's common among men. Forget that bit still. There's no outing. Forget it's next day. A pen has never been beaten once. Is it a pen that will beat twice? Let us. This thing is not that they are trying to say you are living fake. It's not. What's fake about? It's not about fake. Listen. It's about you. And it will present you. It will help you well. Imagine a minister. I've seen ministers like that too. They want to go and preach somewhere. See, it's not the expensiveness of what you are wearing. And if God bless you that you can now wear better than are expensive, wear it. After all, you are fighting for Jesus' cloth. As you are improving your life, you can be increasing the status of your life. But at every level in your life, put neatness, the way you appear. Your appearance is very important. You are looking for a job. You now want to... When you are looking like a rascal, which kind of job you want to... You think you can get a office job? When I was not born again,
that I did not know God. When I was in Lagos, I was not born again. I did not do some things. Even when I was not born again, that I have very bad heart. That not like God. There's some things I cannot do. I cannot sag. Why? One of the things God helped me early to have is to think, I don't think like my mates, the way they usually think. So even though when I was not born again, it's to just beat a shit girl up, to beat people up, to insult people, to fight. You understand? But sagging, it still look too babyish to me. You want to get the good job. Let me say, okay, I will see you later. I'm the one that will give you a job. I will see you later. And I saw you on the streets. I saw you on the streets. You now look like, is it not this boy I saw that say, you now look, you may not even be sagging, but just look unkept. I just tell people, even when you are going places that is not too far, you don't need to wear too special this. But at least be responsible. Be neat. The people say, okay, you live around here, but you are not still living bad. Sweating anywhere, just it doesn't matter as if you are guys. That's why people discern people away from them. Let people perceive you rightly. Even as I'm preaching today, I saw people enter, I could see, if you get attention, like, oh, this person is very important for your life. It's not like you be pursuing it and living fake life. I know people that don't have much, but what they are wearing is more than what they have. And that means they are not using wisdom for their life. God knows you need clothes. I told you, somebody sent me 100 and something down to go and buy clothes. God knows you need clothes. And it's good to look good. Have you seen any time God is honoring people in the Bible, in the spirit realm or in the physical realm, that they don't describe them with good clothes? You cannot go with this clothes to heaven. They say we have a robe even there. So don't say here, yeah, you just look unkempt. They will perceive you as a slave. They will perceive you as someone, and they will be afraid of you. Let me say something. And this thing about smile. You know, I think I was talking to somebody in the church yesterday. Be very careful. Don't be frowning. It is not good for the muscles. Are you getting me? You will age. You don't be old. I just tell people one fact. If I scrape all this my BS, which I will never do in my life, even though many people are against it, that like pastor should not have BS, I want it to be more than this. It's their problem. Do you understand? We have people that they not do this, they don't have anything, they are sleeping with people, they are causing trouble out. That doesn't make you, it's their problem. But, this is my point. We are young. You know, there's a way you still see a young person, and there's a way you see young people. You should not, when you see a young lady, there's a beauty you should see. Beauty. Don't say you are a sister, a Christian sister, and that's where you now carry on. You are just anyhow. That's not holiness. That's not holiness. I don't know who taught them. And I'll be telling you, if you don't have understanding, come and meet me, I should explain it to you. You say, it's good, not good for a girl to wear trousers. I say, show me one verse where Bible said that. I cannot marry a woman that cannot wear trousers. It is better to wear trousers than to wear skirts. If you look at it biblically and reasonably, it is better. Now to go on the bike, you are even more exposing yourself out. And it's not even pragmatically true. You go for anyone. When it comes to other things, you say you cannot wear trousers for them. That's between you. That's your personal decision. But for a guy, it's the way you see you. Don't let me stress that too much. I usually say, if I cut this BS, I scrape all this BS away, and I wear secondary school clothes, and I tell people that I'm 18 years old, people will believe. I've taken students for senior YG before when I was teaching. And the principal of the school said, can't you hear all of you to go to the hall? The man wanted to beat me. I was the principal. I took them there. Why go to the hall? I'm principal. Before they could know. Because I have a small stature. Why? It's not you are frowning. You think I wanted you to do big boy? Let
let somebody look like a lizard. Eh? Let them see that this guy is making progress. Don't, if you don't know anything, know that African people do not really respect age too much. They will pretend as if they respect age. Eh? You should know what an African person, they respect your achievements. You start calling you, you will see the person that is so-called insulting you before, you will be saying, yes, yeah, sir, yes, sir. Focus on your life. I want my life to be okay. Take these distractions of your life, throw it away. Let them see you. We have people around us now. In this church, if everybody comes together, we have doctors here. We have baristas here. We have engineers here. We have biochemists. We have different kind of people at every level. Chartered accountants here. Let it be that it shows. Don't let them be saying, "That boy is a chartered accountant. Why is this like? Why is it like that? An engineer, why is it like that?" Look presentable. Look presentable. And not only in the church. How many minutes do we use in the church? We'll be out. We spend more time outside than inside. So don't just be saying only in the church. Let me give my other distance. I've told you about the environment and drug. Be very careful the way you use your drug. I told you about the boy that gave confession and he said he should not deceive himself. When he noticed that he had HIV, he said he could not stop sleeping with a girl. Please pay attention to this. He said he gave confession. That was early this year. He said he could not stop sleeping with girls. So with the HIV, he said he was sleeping with girls. They said, "How many girls did you think you slept with?" He said more than 1,000. That now he's born again, he's now repenting. It's online, you can check it. Apostle Femi Lazarus Confessions. So the guy is called Shika. One Igbo boy like that. He said he's now born again. We have possibly passed this thing to 1,000 ladies. These 1,000 ladies who are on their streets, some of them are not aware. Be very careful. You know, when they say people should not live in fornication, they will think they are doing them, they are putting this on them. Some of those guys are the one outside too. Be very careful with your health. That one doesn't have cure. And when your baba is a person that's so careless, doesn't do this, be very careful of those things. There are different people outside that are using the same baba. If God bless you, buy your own clipper. Don't let the baba, if they are doing some for me, the baba yearly come home to cut my hair. But even now, we need to do something extra. Get your own kids. Give him one to cut your hair. It's not that we have one, we say sorry, we start using his skin. You don't trust anybody's way they are using their life. All these guys on the streets, most of them are not responsible for the way they use themselves. Let me tell you something that is very fearsome. People are afraid of HIV, but somebody can have HIV till leave this world. There's one that is deadly that people don't talk about. Hepatitis. It is fast, almost the same way HIV is fast. Contact with blood. And do you know what is bad about this hepatitis B virus? If it's on a particular floor, it can be there for years and it will be there till somebody pick it up. Now that you say, yeah, it doesn't matter. You share anything, we are one now. No, that's not love. The person you don't know, you just say, your nail cutter, you give me two. Your blade, you give me two. Needle. Don't use nonchalance of it doesn't mean to kill yourself. When you're not busy, you're not be gentle. Just imagine when they serve somebody this thing, that the person has HIV, he has this thing, and he knows that he's not living a moral life. It will pain the person that it is nonchalance that give him that. And who will not believe this is pretending? Just by a little nonchalance. Please. Those little things. You don't know. Some of them don't have good heads. Don't them now use that same thing to point on you. So that you are having planned for your own life. And when you think you need counsel, come for it.
go to people that can counsel you. If you do not believe that church can do that for you. Now, two more of it is what? The faith codes, confession of faith. People pray for health when they are already sick. No. Even when you have good health, continue to say it. Plant those seeds there. Where you don't plant it, what will be growing there? Weed, what you don't want. Sickness will start growing there. Devil is pouring out sickness. So you will be every day saying, I walk in health. I will not be sick. I walk in health. There will be strength for me. There will be this for me. And you plan your days. You organize yourself to rest. I like to organize my time. Like I really tell you, I do not, even till today, I still have a very bad nutrition. I've said this from next month, a lot of things might change about my nutrition. At least the average man, you eat twice per day. Even if you cannot eat three times. I believe in, for me, I like to eat twice. But let that twice be stable. You plan towards it. Don't just say, well, time has gone. No. It's for your health and your rest. And don't be inducing yourself to sleep. You are using a drug so that will force you to sleep. Those things are not good. Why? So that we can serve God for long. For long. And we enjoy ourselves. And when you think you have health issues and you have prayed, you have used drugs, it's not going. Now use the power of the church. Let the brethren come together and pray for you. You see the hand of God. So, you have your nets in your house. Mosquito is coming there, it's biting you, and you are sick because of that. It's not prayer that will feed that mosquito. Close that place. Go and buy nets. Call somebody to fix it for you. Simple. You have good health. The door of your house is just opened. If snake come and do anything to you, it's not God. God will even be looking at you. Fix those ones. What God should fix, you will fix. What you should fix, fix. That's when the power of God and our own mix together. And I believe this year, God will do so much for us in the mighty name of Jesus. My own decision is this. I have suffered some things in my life. I have suffered. I've slept in places I should not sleep. I've eaten things I should not eat because there's no money. If God is not making my life better, sickness should not let me be like, this thing I'm waiting for, I now have it, but I cannot enjoy it because of health. I cannot eat this one, I cannot eat this one, I cannot eat. No. I plan for those days early. Plan for your health. I pray God will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. That's just what we are praying this morning.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine His light in the world. Bye for now.